school basketball.
And Kearney Catholic will push the ball up the floor. Teal baseball pass down. Another three right corner. Prasoski is 3 for 3. 11 points for Ali Prasoski. The Stars are 4 of 6 from downtown. And all of a sudden, their 7-point deficit is a 7-point lead.
Today, it's the final round of the Central Catholic Early Season Tournament featuring the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And on the right wing, sneaking in from behind to knock the ball away will be Harrison Pierce. Fast break up to Moore. Moore lays it up in, and a blocking foul called on Skolak. And a chance for a 3-point play here for Matt Moore.
3 games in 3 days to start the season for Kearney Catholic, and the Stars look to finish the weekend on a winning note. It's Kearney Catholic Stars basketball coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hits Randy Bushkar live from Central Catholic High School in Grand Island. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Grand Island Central Catholic as we wrap up the early season basketball tournament. Girls and boys championship games for you here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us as the Kearney Catholic boys and girls teams will be going for championships. The Lady Stars will be taking on Lincoln Lutheran in our first game of the day. That'll be followed by a highly anticipated, probably the matchup most people thought they would get. And that is Kearney Catholic taking on Grand Island Central Catholic here in GICC for their early season basketball tournament. Doesn't matter what the rest of the games bring here today. They're going to have a very, very tough act to follow. Before this girls' championship game, they played the fifth-place game of the boys' bracket. And a great comeback by Wood River as they hit a three-pointer with about 3.5 seconds left to tie things at 53. And then a three-pointer at the buzzer by Knox Grammar School from Australia at the buzzer. And when I say top of the key, I mean the top of the key on the defensive end. Almost a three-quarter court shot that hit nothing but the bottom of the net for a miracle win for Knox Grammar Australia as Sukman Binder hit that shot from about 65, 70 feet away and sent Wood River 0-3 on the season to start things off. But they had a great comeback. Great effort by them today, and sometimes you just kind of quit for things like that. So that was a great matchup. That was a great game, and we anticipate a pretty good matchup here as Lincoln Lutheran, no stranger to playing here in Grand Island at the Central Catholic Gymnasium. They're in the same conference as the Crusaders, and they will be very familiar with the trappings of the facility, and they're proved to be a pretty good basketball team, and Kearney Catholic rated fairly high in the state as they're hoping to make it back to the state basketball tournament and make it back to the state finals as they did 1 year ago. Well, it's time for us to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for both Lincoln Lutheran and Kearney Catholic. We'll do that as we continue the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll take a quick 1 minute break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic. Let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for Lincoln Lutheran. The Lady Warriors will be the visiting team on the scoreboard. Their starting lineup looks like this. Maria Dieter is a 5'8 junior. Blake Poppy, 5'7 and a senior. Tara Ziegelbein, a 6-foot-tall senior. Mackenzie Onuth, a 5'8 senior. And Paige Steinbauer, a 5'10 sophomore, will make the start here for head coach Rick Olson and the Lady Warriors of Lincoln Lutheran. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, they come in also with a record of 2-0 on the season. Their starters are Shayla Connor, a 5'7 senior, Allie Prasoski, 5'6 and a junior, Whitney Calling, 5'6 junior, Maddie Squires, a sophomore, she is 5'8, and Kayla Shundoff, 5'8 and a senior, making the start for head coach Rick Petrie. As we mentioned, both these two teams are 2-0 on the season. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank and Kearney, the better bank. And both these two teams, 2-0. Kearney Catholic had no problem really with Sandy Creek in the first round on Thursday night. And then they took on Norfolk Catholic and struggled a little bit in the first half, but distanced themselves a little bit in their semifinal last night to make it here into the finals. Lincoln Lutheran played host to Central Catholic in Lincoln on Thursday. They came away with the win there, and probably more impressively when they defeated Centura in the semifinals last night to earn a spot here in the finals. And don't forget, Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic boys will play for the championship here in the Grand Island Central Catholic early season basketball tournament. We'll have that game for you. It is scheduled for around a 3:15 tip-off. We are running behind schedule already, so it's probably more likely to be around 3:30 or so before the tip, depending, of course, on how this game goes. But we are kind of running behind schedule. This game actually was scheduled for a 1:30 tip-off, and we won't be tipping it off probably for about another minute or two here as their starting lineups will be announced here, and then we'll have the tip coming up here in just a few minutes, so we're running a little bit behind schedule. So it'll probably be around 3:30 where Grand Island Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic will play for the championship. Don't forget, later this afternoon right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, from Kearney, the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational, Doug Duda will have the call for you of the finals. And again, that's scheduled for around 4:30, 5 o'clock or so. It's a little bit fluid, kind of like a basketball tournament, wrestling tournaments. Sometimes you don't know exactly how long it'll take before you're ready for those finals. But around 4:30, 5 o'clock should be the finals, and we'll have that for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We're going to step away for one last time and wrap up the New Tech C pregame show. We'll be back with a tip between the Warriors of Lincoln Lutheran and the Kearney Catholic Stars. Girls basketball is coming up next right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic. The Kearney Catholic Lady Stars being introduced right now. They will be the home team. They're on top of the bracket. The Kearney Catholic boys will also be the home team, which will be a little unusual here at Grand Island Central Catholic Gym when they take on the Crusaders. I don't know if they'll do it the scoreboard, but they officially will be the home team for the game. So the Lady Stars are in their home white uniforms with the green numbers, letters, a little bit of gold trim on there, and Lincoln Lutheran in their very familiar darker blue and old gold. The numbers are in gold and white, and the dark blue uniforms here for Lincoln Lutheran. We're just about ready to get things underway. Kearney Catholic has already broken the huddle. They're ready to have the tip-off here from Austin Bacon, one of our three officials. And Maddie Squires will be doing the jumping. And for Lincoln Lutheran, doing the honors will be Tara Ziegelbein. And Squires has given up about 4 inches here to Ziegelbein, who is 6 foot tall, one of the taller players. And the opening tip is controlled by Lincoln Lutheran. So Lincoln Lutheran brings it in the offensive zone here. They'll kick it off on the left wing, and with it is going to be Onuth. Onuth just kind of working around the perimeter. Bounce pass on the right side for Dieter. And a pretty good hand interface there by Whitney Colling. Skip pass, jumper up, no good on that far side. And the long rebound is taken out of there by Steinbauer. So she gets the offensive rebound after the missed shot. And the entry pass on the inside is then going to be stolen away by Kayla Shundoff. So Shundoff ends the possession. And now a skip pass is going to get it back out to Squire. She's going to fire a three to start the game. It is off the mark. And the rebound out of there by Lincoln Lutheran. So here come the Warriors on the run. Pulling down the rebound a moment ago was Maria Dieter. And Dieter will help kick it left side for Onuth. Back out to Dieter, top of the circle. Right side, Poppy. She's going to fire a three. It is off the mark. Offensive rebound. Shot will not fall. And another offensive rebound inside there for Tara Zingelbein. And Zingelbein is able to pull down the rebound. And then, well, did it twice and then finally got some points out of it after the missed opportunity on the three-pointer. Lutheran right now going 2-3 on the zone. Colling has it, and she'll give it top of the circle here for Allie Prasowski. Prasowski looks to the inside for Shundoff, gives it up on the right wing, though, for Squires. Into the corner over there for Whitney Colling. Back out top of the circle for Prasowski. They cycle through, and Squires will snap it down low, and they pass by Colling, and we're going to have a jump ball. Try to enter it inside for Whitney Colling. And the alternating possession rule will give Kearney Catholic the ball here. Pretty good defense there by Tara Zingelbein to force the held ball. Off the inbounds, we're going to have a foul called as a quick shot is up by Shundoff. And Shundoff is fouled by Tara Zingelbein. That is going to be her first foul of the game, team's first foul. So Shundoff is going to shoot a couple of free throws coming up here. And the first one rolls around and is good. First points of the game here for Kearney Catholic. They trail it 2-1. 6:19 to go here. Quarter number one. Second free throw on the way. And it is good. So we are tied as Kearney Catholic still looks for their first made field goal of the game. And that gives them the opportunity to press the basketball. Steinbauer will pass it up ahead. Squires was able to knock it out of the hands of Zingelbein, but they're going to say she was the last to touch it, so the Warriors will inbound it right in front of the Kearney Catholic bench. Kearney Catholic going with the 2-3 zone here, and they'll kick it left side. Onuth has it for Lincoln Lutheran. Picked up by Squires as they pass it over there to Poppy. Poppy's pass is nearly in the backcourt, but it is saved nicely by a hustling Maria Dieter. Dieter is double-teamed. She'll give it between the circles here for Onuth. And Onuth gives up a little bit of ground, but gives it right back out here for Dieter. Dieter double-teamed, and it's knocked out of her hands by Whitney Colling and out of bounds. So tossing in is going to be Zingelbein. Zingelbein for Dieter. And again, Lincoln Lutheran just passed the ball. Now a little penetration and an extra step, but there was a foul before that extra step. And Coach Petrie puts his hands in the air saying, what did she do? And they're going to give Whitney Colling a reach. And I think that's probably the right call. First team foul, her first personal foul, and on the inbounds, the shot is missed, but Zingelbein pulls down the rebound, and she'll get the bucket. So she missed it, and then she made the putback after pulling down the offensive rebound off the inbounds play. Lincoln Lutheran again with a two-point lead, 4-2, 5:13 to go here. Kick left side. Here's a three-pointer by Colling. It is off the mark. Offensive rebound. Shot will not fall, and it's pulled out of there by Mackenzie Onuth. So pretty good work in there for Shundoff, even though she couldn't get the shot to fall. And then Steinbauer pulls down the rebound. Ball's in the lane, and loose ball's picked up by Steinbauer. She kicks it out, goes out of the lane, now comes back in. Now she'll have to exit again as she's close to getting that three-second call. As they work around the perimeter, Dieter will now enter it in, top of the key here for Steinbauer, and they kick it right back out. Three-pointer's up and good. Steinbauer, they're going to say, actually had her foot on the line, so that's going to be a two, and so it is 6-2. Good ball movement there, though, by Lincoln Lutheran. So Stars down by four. their largest deficit so far. And a long shot on the outside by Shundoff, and that's off the mark, but it's a rebound, and it comes right back into the hands of Allie Prasowski, and she makes the three. Ball's knocked loose. It goes out of bounds, and the officials are going to say it's Kearney Catholic ball, so that's pretty good hustle there by Kearney Catholic. And it's going to be a line change here for the Stars. In the battle is going to be Kylie Teal. Checking in was Morgan Studi and Anna Squires. Entry pass on the inside. That's going to be a turnover here on Kearney Catholic. So they turn it over, and Lincoln Lutheran has a little ball fake. They get it out to Steinbauer. Steinbauer with a long jumper. It is off the mark, and it goes out of bounds. And nobody can really get their hands on it. They're going to say last to touch it was Kearney Catholic, so it will be Lincoln Lutheran ball. In for Lincoln Lutheran, going to be number 35, Hannah Sane. So Sane comes in. They're going to go with that low four across the baseline lineup here for the inbounds. And they clear things out on the left side. Onuth is going to try the long jumper, and we got a foul on the rebound. And we're going to have a reach, going to be whistled on number 45, Julia Pomerenke, who commits the foul. So here comes Kearney Catholic, trailing it now 6-5, and they'll get it off on the right side for Studi. With it is Prasowski. Prasowski has to use up her dribble, and she'll give it between the circles here for Teal. They work it inside for Caitlin Long, who checked in a little bit ago. Back to Prasowski, passes tip, but on that far side with it is Teal. Teal gives it on the baseline. Quick jumper up, no good for Morgan Studi, and it's going to be rebounded out of there by Lincoln Lutheran. And that'll be another nice rebound by Steinbauer. She's been doing a great job cleaning the glass here. And we're going to have a push off of the drive near the top of the key. They're going to give that to Studi. Prasowski was right there as well, but they're going to call Studi for just a little bit of a nudge there. And that'll be her first personal foul. Two fouls whistled against Kearney Catholic, three so far against Lincoln Lutheran. They lead it 6-5, exactly 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Dieter gets the inbounds. They'll kick it in the corner, and here comes a three-pointer by Marquette. And Raimi Marquette with the miss, and the rebound out of there by Studi. She comes up with the rebound, brings it in the offensive zone after Lincoln Lutheran missed the three. Around the perimeter we go, and with it on the left wing here is going to be Morgan Studi. She has it stolen away. With the steal here is Dieter. And Dieter is going to lay it up and in. Maria Dieter with a nice little steal there, and then she's able to lay it up and in, although she was being harassed there by Kearney Catholic's Whitney Calling, but she couldn't quite track down enough room there. Pass on the right wing, Prasowski. Skip pass, going to get it out for Studi. Studi. Now she'll skip it off on that right side for Teal, and Teal kicks it to Prasowski, who will fire a three and hit a three. Nice ball movement, and that's going to set up Allie Prasowski to drain that three-pointer, and a quick timeout being called here by Lincoln Lutheran. The Stars have tied it at 8, 2:01 to go here in the first quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. So Kearney will take it with him. Timeout Lincoln Lutheran. We're back right after this.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
Your fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask Shelter Agent Joe Methy about Shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
Well, a couple of stats kind of favor Lincoln Lutheran here. They've out-rebounded Kearney Catholic unofficially 7-3, and they are 4 of 11 from the field. Kearney Catholic only 2 of 7, but on the scoreboard, we are tied at 8 with 2:01 to go here in the first quarter. That three-pointer just a moment ago by Prasowski, tying things up. And after the timeout, the ball inbounded here to Maria Dieter. Dieter facing some full court pressure by Kearney Catholic, and she's just playing a little bit of catch here with Leah Shohat, who checked in during the timeout. Raimi Marquette gets involved in the game as they bring it across the timeline. And again, they're looking on the inside, but really nothing going on there. Bounce pass right to the free throw line, and a quick jumper is up and good by Shohat, and that's pretty good ball movement as well. And again, Lucan Lutheran is able to take the lead. Kearney Catholic has not had a lead yet in this basketball game. In the lane is Long. She's going to kick it in the corner. Long jumper by Whitney Colling, who checked in a little bit ago. She misses the shot, but coming down with the rebound is Kearney Catholic. And driving with it is going to be Colling. And we got an offensive rebound and a bucket. Nice job on the inside, pulling down that rebound, getting the bucket and the foul is Anna Squires. As she makes the putback, and we've got a foul. And I didn't see who they gave it to. I'll try to check that, but Squires is going to go to the free throw line and try to finish off the three-point play. She's not able to do that as she missed it. And coming out of there with it is Lincoln Lutheran. Shohat's got it. She's going to kick it off on the right side here for Hannah Stain. And Stain has it stolen away by Squires. And then Dieter gets it right back in the corner. Kearney Catholic knocked the pass away. So kind of hot potato there. It was last touched by Kearney Catholic as it went out of bounds. As both teams just kind of swapped turnovers there. Really kind of no harm, no foul for either team. So Lutheran has it. Dieter will give it off on the right side here for Sane. Back to Dieter, top of the key. She'll kick left wing for Marquette. And Raymond Marquette kicks it right side for Sane. And Sane's three-pointer is no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Kearney Catholic. Nobody was able to really kind of pull down that rebound. So that'll be actually a team rebound here for Lincoln Lutheran. In for the Stars, Michelle Musbarger. The 5'5 sophomore will come in with 36 seconds to go. As we are tied at 10. Little penetration, jump stop by Dieter. 15-foot jumper will not go, and they're going to say it was off the foot of Dieter and out of bounds after the miss. So Dieter with the miss, but couldn't quite come up with the basketball there. And so it belongs to Kearney Catholic. Top of the key. They'll get it off here for Whitney Colling. 16 seconds left. Bounce pass is going to end up being a turnover here by Kearney Catholic. 10 seconds left, rather, with the ball was number 14, and turning it over was Ramey Marquette. So Lincoln Lutheran with the turnover, and 8.5 seconds to go here for Kearney Catholic, and they're not going to face any pressure in the backcourt. So tossed it in here for the Stars is going to be Kylie Teal, and she'll be giving it to Whitney Colling, and we'll see whether or not they roll it a little bit. Colling lets it bounce once. She's on the run. She'll dribble, give it back. Teal's going to fire a long three. Back of the iron and no good. And the ball goes in the corner, and there's 0.6 to go after Kearney Catholic misses the three. That was not a bad set there for Kearney Catholic. Not a bad look at the basket at all. They inbound it to Lincoln Lutheran. The horn will sound. We'll start the second quarter tied at 10. Lincoln Lutheran and Kearney Catholic will start that second quarter right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Welcome back here to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Are you in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV? Let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. And they stopped things here after they inbounded. Kearney Catholic only had four players out there, and they blew the horn to stop it. I'm not so sure the player gets to check in. The officials are going to get together. Jim Langan and Austin Bacon are going to have a discussion. There's no penalty for Kearney Catholic starting with four players. You can have too few. You just can't have too many. And they blew the horn. They're going to restart the second quarter here. Probably shouldn't have stopped the clock is what it boils down to. In any event, it is going to be Lincoln Lutheran ball, and they turn it over. Stolen away by Squires. Long outlet pass on the run. Going to be Calling. Calling lays it up and in. She gets the bucket and the foul. So nice play started by Maddie Squires, who stepped in and made the steal, and she got the pass up ahead into the hands of Whitney Calling, who got the bucket. And now she's going to head to the free throw line after the foul. And the free throw is rolling around, and it is good. So the Stars with their first lead of the ball game after a three-point play, and it's now 13-10. With the dribble is going to be Lincoln Lutheran, and Blake Poppy dribbling through there lost the basketball. Lincoln Lutheran will turn it over, and so the Stars with a three-point lead, their first lead of the game. We'll try to add to it. Left side, Prosowski thought about the three. She was open momentarily, but she'll give it off on the left wing. With it is Connor. Back to Prosowski. Long ways away from that three-point arc, so they'll just kind of work it back around the perimeter. Calling will give it on the baseline. Jumper by Shayla Connor. Connor's shot is no good, and we've got a tied-up ball after the rebound was taken out of there originally by Maria Dieter. She pulled down the rebound, but then she was tied up. And Kearney Catholic will inbound the basketball. So it goes to Connor. Skip pass in the corner and a bad pass, and it's intercepted. Nice job there by Steinbauer to come up with the steal. On the baseline, turnaround jumper will not fall for Oneth. And then the putback is up and good for Ziegelbein. So Ziegelbein with a nice little putback. And now Prasoski's going to fire the three. Back of the iron. It's bouncing around. Rebounded by Shayla Connor. Back around the perimeter we go. And it's going to be a turnover on Kearney Catholic. Didn't handle the ball very well there. So the Stars with a turnover and something that's had a little bit of an issue for them so far here in the game. They've got five turnovers, but Lincoln Lutheran has had four. Nearly turned it over after the pass at midcourt, nearly over and back, but Oneth is across okay. She'll kick it out for Dieter. Dieter on the right wing gives it for Poppy. Poppy shut off by Connor, and they'll work it back out to the free throw line to Steinbauer. Steinbauer pass up ahead. What a great drive, and the bucket's going to be good by Tara Ziegelbein, and Ziegelbein is then fouled. And Kearney Catholic going to be whistled for the foul. I think the foul is going to go to Shundoff. So chance for the three-point play here. And it is good. So Ziegelbein with the made free throw. Going to Lincoln Lutheran, the 15-13 lead. Squires, long skip pass over, and now kicked in the corner for Calling. Calling is going to hit the long jumper. It's a three, and she'll have a chance for a four-point play. Hit on the elbow after she got rid of the ball. So Whitney Calling is able to drain the three, and the foul is on Steinbauer. So now Calling with the chance for the four-point play, and she hits it. You make a three-pointer being hit on the elbow while you're shooting. Should be able to make a free throw because that means you're a pretty good shot. So with that four-point play, the Stars have a 17-15 lead. 5:45 to go here before halftime. Cross timeline is Steinbauer for Lincoln Lutheran. And on the left wing, they'll get it off for Onuth. Onuth looking over the top of that zone. We'll kick into the corner. And a three-pointer up and good. Leah Shohat. So Shohat hitting the three. And again, good ball movement helping out Lincoln Lutheran. And they lead it 18-17. On the left wing, Collings got it. So give it top of the circle here for Prasowski. Prasowski gives it to Maddie Squires on the right side. Squires will enter it inside for her sister Anna. And the jumper is up no good as they kicked it out for Prasowski. And the rebound is taken out of there by Dieter. Dieter helps work it up ahead. Now on the drive, shot being blocked here by Ziegelbein. Ziegelbein's shot was blocked. I think Squires is the one that came up with it. But it goes out of bounds. And they'll work it around the perimeter. Top of the circle with is Steinbauer. Steinbauer now dribbles to the left side. Into the corner. Here's another three by Shohat. She missed it, but an offensive rebound and the bucket is up and good for Ziegelbein. So Shohat misses the three. But then you get the made putback with the offensive rebound there by Ziegelbein. Kicking the right side. Here's Prasowski for three. It is up and no good. Rebound by Connor. And the pass being knocked around. Good job by Colling just to tip it up ahead here to Prasowski. As Prasowski will kick it off left side. Here's a three-pointer by Squires. Rebounded by Anna Squires after the miss by her older sister Maddie. And they're going to kick it back out for Shayla Connor. Connor gets it inside for Anna Squires. Anna is going to skip it out here for Maddie. Maddie's going to drive in the lane. Shot, but she draws the contact. There's a foul. And she drove right in there, stepped around the first defender, and ran into Ziegelbein. But Ziegelbein was not set. And so Ziegelbein is going to be whistled for the foul. So Squires is going to have a couple of free throws coming up here. And she takes her time at the line. The free throw is up and good. So I'll make it 20-18. And the Stars will send in Kylie Teal, Kayla Shundoff back into the game. Pomeranke checks in here for Lincoln Lutheran as well. Second free throw by Squires, rolls around, and it's good. And Squires will come out of the game. Checking in for her is going to be Caitlin Long. So the inbounds will go to Maria Dieter as Lincoln Lutheran has a one-point lead, 20-19, 3:44 to go here before halftime. Dieter, facing some pressure, is able to kick it up ahead. Bounce pass through the lane into the hands of Shohat. Shohat missed it. And rebounded out of there by Caitlin Long. So Caitlin Long pulls down the rebound. And here come the Stars. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Top of the circle. They get it out here to Studi. Studi on the baseline over for Whitney Colling. Colling with a nice little baseline runner and it is up and good. So the ball movement by the Stars sets things up here. And they've gone exclusively zone defense. Here so far, as they're back and they knock the ball loose, it's going to be stolen away. Picking up the loose ball is Shundoff, and it was knocked loose by Whitney Colling. So let's give Colling credit for the steal on that one. And now in trouble, falling down, losing the basketball is going to be Teal. And it's nearly tied up as Kearney Catholic tried to get it back, but Maria Dieter comes up and makes the steal. And before the ball could be tied up, we have a timeout here by Lincoln Lutheran. They lead it 21-20 late in the second quarter. Timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. We'll take it with them. Stars are up by a point. We're back right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here. Don't forget, we'll have our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up here in just a few moments here. Right now, Kearney Catholic leading Lincoln Lutheran in girls basketball 21-20. 2:50 to go here before intermission. And a well-played game. I think these two teams will be more polished as the season goes on. We have to kind of keep in mind this is the third game of the year for these two teams, and in fact, the third game in 3 days, so fatigue could be a little bit of a factor here as well. Lincoln Lutheran works around the perimeter. They get an open look at a three, but it's off the mark, and rebounded out there by Kearney Catholic. Studi pulls down the rebound, and she's going to kick it up ahead here for Allie Prasowski. Prasowski helps work it around the perimeter, inside for Lane, for Long rather, and back out for Prasowski as they work it back around the perimeter. And inside the drive, the shot is no good here for Kearney Catholic. Shundoff missed the shot. And then coming down with the rebound and driving with it is going to be Steinbauer. Steinbauer can't come up with it, but that loose ball is picked up and pulled out of there by Dieter, and Dieter gets the bucket. So Dieter with the putback. And again, Lincoln Lutheran with a one-point lead here. Top of the key with it is Shundoff. Shundoff will help work it around the perimeter. Little ball fake as they skip it now on their right side. Here's a three-pointer by Studi, and Studi hits the three. So Morgan Studi drains the three. And now quickly up ahead here is Lincoln Lutheran. A quick jumper out of bounds on the rebound as it went out. And it was last touched by Kearney Catholic. Jordan Streit checking in. So's Anna Squires here for Kearney Catholic. With 1:22 to go. Stars up 24-22 here in the second quarter. And they'll throw it into the corner. And nearly stolen out of there by hustling Jordan Streit. They threw it in the corner, intending to get the ball to Marquette, but Streit stepped through there, deflected it, and it almost hit Marquette on the shoulder as it went out of bounds. That would have been a Kearney Catholic ball, but as it stands, they'll throw it in, and coming up a loose ball is Dieter. Dieter threw it off one of the defenders and actually came up with it, drove it in, put up a shot, and then with the miss, it goes out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic will get the rebound here. And Prasowski will bring it in the offensive zone. Minute 11 to go here. Quick jumper on that right side for Kearney Catholic. And Kylie Teal drains the three. Just a quick little dribble up court. And then hit the three by Teal. In the corner and in trouble is Pomeranicki. Pomeranicki, though, is able to get it to Dieter. Dieter drives through the pressure, puts up a shot. It's deflected, and a loose ball is picked up by Kearney Catholic's Anna Squires, but Squires has it tied up with Pomeranicki. So Lincoln Lutheran missed the shot, and then they also get the rebound, in a sense, because the possession arrow is pointing their direction. Entry pass knocked loose by Squires, and then picked up again here by Pomeranicki, and then it's tied up again. Pomeranicki and Long that time tie it up. So Kearney Catholic forces the turnover, and the Stars will have the ball. 40 seconds to go here before halftime. 27-22, largest lead of the game here for Kearney Catholic. They lead it by five. They get it to Squires at the free throw line. Bounce pass back out here for Jordan Streit. Back out to Anna Squires from 15 feet. Her jumper is no good and is off the hands of Lincoln Lutheran and out of bounds. 24.4 to go here, so plenty of time for Kearney Catholic. In fact, they might think about milking the clock. Squires is open on that left side. She's going to fire a quick three, had an open look at it, and the rebound is going to be taken out of there by Lincoln Lutheran, and then we've got a foul on Kearney Catholic. No, actually, they're going to say it wasn't a foul. The ball just went out of bounds. It did go out of bounds, but I thought they were calling a reach. Pass up ahead. They get it to Marquette. Marquette's picked up there by Anna Squires. Squires deflects the pass. Loose ball picked up here by Prosowski. She gets it up ahead to Streit. Streit in traffic is going to be fouled with 6 seconds left. So Kearney Catholic forces the turnover as that loose ball eventually is picked up by Prosowski. And then they get it up ahead here, and Streit now will have a chance to go to the free throw line for a couple of free throws. She'll have two shots, and the first one is no good. So score remains 27-22. Stars with a five-point lead, and Streit at the free throw line trying to add to it. Free throw hits nothing but the bottom of the net. Inbounded, pressure being put on. Lincoln Lutheran gets it to half court, and time will expire before they can even turn around and find the basket. So the pressure by Kearney Catholic keeps Lincoln Lutheran from having a chance to answer back, and the pressure's kind of worn on Lincoln Lutheran. They had a nice lead to start things off, led throughout most of the first half, in fact, for the first quarter and a half, but then Kearney Catholic with a nice little run built a 28-22 lead, and we are at halftime. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Killian Motors would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Let us all remember the reason for the season. It's hard to believe that 2013 is almost gone, which reminds me, we have four new 2013 models left in stock, which we would like to move off the lot. A one-ton crew cab, a three-quarter-ton extended cab diesel, a Denali half-ton crew cab, and a beautiful Acadia Denali. They all would make someone a very nice Christmas present. Stop in and take a look. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here in Grand Island as we're at the Grand Island Central Catholic Early Season Basketball Tournament. Just a reminder for you that don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. A little distracted there because just moments ago, and I got to tell the story, the head basketball coach at Knox Grammar of Australia, Jason Strong, just kind of came up and said, did you happen to do the radio of that previous game? Because the fifth place game between Wood River and Knox Grammar, it's going to be tough for anybody to top that game in boys basketball throughout the course of the year, because Grand Island Central, the Wood River was behind here at Grand Island Central Catholic. They were able to come back. They hit a shot with about 4 seconds to go. And then with time running out, Australia did not have, Knox Grammar didn't have any timeouts, so they inbounded it, and they got it into the hands of Sukman Binder, who then hit a shot from about 65 feet away at the buzzer to win it 56-53 for Knox Grammar. A tough way for Wood River to lose. They had a great effort, came from behind to tie things up late, and it's still an outstanding game. So far, our girls' basketball game that we have here for you, Lincoln Lutheran and Kearney Catholic, has been a pretty good game as well. The Stars right now with a 28-22 lead here at intermission. Let's get you some of the numbers that we have for you, and we will begin with just basically some stat comparison between these two teams. In the first half, Lincoln Lutheran is 10 of 26 from the field. Kearney Catholic is 8 of 22. Shooting the three, Lincoln Lutheran is 9 of 21. They're 1 out of 5. Kearney Catholic is 5 out of 13. And from the free throw line, advantage Kearney Catholic, they're 7 of 9. Lincoln Lutheran has been at the free throw line only one time, and they are 1 for 1 from the line. Turnovers tied at 6 between both of these two teams, so that's pretty balanced out there. There is a little bit of a rebounding advantage here for Lincoln Lutheran so far in the game. Unofficially, I have them with 16 rebounds compared to 9 for Kearney Catholic. Individually, take a look at the numbers here for Lincoln Lutheran, and leading the way for them is Tara Ziegelbein. Ziegelbein with 11 points here in the first half. Leah Schohat with 5, Maria Dieter, 4, and Paige Steinbauer with 2 points here in the first half. And unofficially, the rebounding numbers I have, Ziegelbein with 5, 4 for Paige Steinbauer, 2 for Maria Dieter, and 1 for Ramey Marquette. And again, I got a lot of team rebounds I didn't necessarily give to anybody. But unofficially, and I do mean unofficially, those are our numbers for Lincoln Lutheran in that first half. For Kearney Catholic here at intermission, leading the way is Whitney Colling. She's got 9 points at intermission. Allie Prasowski has 6, 3 points for Morgan Studi, 3 for Kylie Teal, 2 for Maddie Squires, 2 for Anna Squires, 2 for Kayla Shundoff and Jordan Streit. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has 1 point so far here in the ball game. Shooting so far for Kearney Catholic in the game, unofficially 8 of 22. That works out to be about 36% from the field in the game. They're actually shooting better from behind the arc than they are inside of it. They're 5 of 13. That's about 38.5%. And that's salvageable. That's not bad shooting at all from three-point range, around 38%. 38.5 if you want to be real picky about it, for Kearney Catholic here in the first half. Unofficially, rebounding-wise, I've got Morgan Studi with 3 rebounds and Allie Prasowski with a couple of rebounds here at intermission. So, again, Kearney Catholic is shooting about 38.5% from the field. And for Lincoln Lutheran, their shooting percentage, their overall field goal percentage, they're 10 to 26. Again, they're right at 38.5% as well. So both teams percentage-wise shooting almost identically, but Kearney Catholic has hit more three-pointers. That's why right now they lead it 28 to 22 here at intermission. We're going to take a quick break. We'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another to Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosta, another 3. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
There's a feeling in the air.
There's excitement everywhere.
Right now, Crossroads Ford and Kearney, they're dealing. They have all kinds of brand new cars, pickups, and SUVs in stock. Drive through their lot. They have specials on the new 2013s. Ask about the factory rebates and factory bonus cash. They have several brand new 2013s left, and they gotta go. They're dealing, and they want trade-ins. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Crossroads is the best, and Crossroads.
And welcome back here. Just a little reminder that coming up at the conclusion of this game, we'll wrap things up with the Misco Sports post-game show, and then we'll step away for a little bit. We'll come back for coverage of the Kearney Catholic boys taking on Grand Island Central Catholics boys in the Grand Island Central Catholic early season basketball tournament. The matchup that a lot of people kind of thought that we would run into. We will have that game for you coming up at the conclusion of this. And then right after that, we'll take you over to Kearney High for the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational. The finals should be coming up pretty close to that point, around 4:30, 5 o'clock, somewhere in that time frame. Doug will have the call of the finals of the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational. Grand Island is there, Hastings is there, Kearney is there, North Platte. There's a lot of great wrestlers that are going to be there, most of them in Class A and a few other predominant Class B programs will be there as well. It's a great event that's very, very balanced. You can kind of get the scoring in that event, the Kearney High invite, and it looks very similar to what you might even see at the state wrestling tournament. So we'll have that for you coming up at that point. And real quick, I found Tino Martinez just kind of wandering around. Coach, it's good to see you, man. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You don't have a whole lot of time, but I got one to ask you just a couple questions. You got two games under your belt. What have you kind of found out about your team? Anything surprising you at this point?
Not really. You know, we've had a lot of familiarity with one another. You know, I've been on the staff for a number of years. So, you know, we have a lot of returning experience. So, really no surprises. We've had good effort, and we've been able to sneak away with two wins. So.
Yeah, and sometimes only in practice you see one thing and you see something else in the game. So,
sure.
Yeah. Real quick, Kearney Catholic going to be a little bit different team. Give us a quick scout report. What are you going to have to do when you play them here in a little bit?
Well, you know, we're going to have to value the basketball, take care of it. You know, they're really good at creating tempo and creating turnovers with their pressure. They do two or three different types of trapping defenses. So, you know, we're just got to value the ball, you know, be sure of our passes, be confident when we're getting trapped and trying not to turn the ball over.
But at the point guard position, that's kind of that's quickly turning into one of your strengths, is it not?
Yeah, Elijah Hunter transferred over, and he's done a great job for us. He's a really good player. Defensively, he really adds a lot to what we can do on defense, too. So, but, yeah, if we can, you know, I'm sure they're going to try to take it out of his hands a little bit. So some other players are going to step up and take care of the ball for us.
Well, quick conversation, Tino, but I appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Tino Martinez, Grand Island Central Catholic head basketball coach, kind enough to join us here toward the end of our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. And again, we'll have the Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic boys game at the conclusion of this one. Right now, the Lady Stars of Kearney Catholic with a 28-22 lead. They've already broken the huddle. They're already out there ready to get things started here for the third quarter. They will be on offense first as the alternating possession, the arrow, is pointing to the Stars. And so now Lincoln Lutheran will break the huddle here. 6-point advantage for Kearney Catholic here at halftime. And so Kearney Catholic will inbound it. They've got their starters out there. Well, a little bit of a change here as it's Anna Squires who will start for Maddie Squires for Kearney Catholic. Skip pass, and it's going to be intercepted. Here comes the steal for Lincoln Lutheran, and the layup is up and good. A great start here defensively for Lincoln Lutheran. Making the steal was Mackenzie Onuth, as Onuth is able to make the steal and then the bucket. So Kearney Catholic will try to set up half-court offense here, and they're going to out to Prasowski. Prasowski gave it away momentarily, and now she'll drive to the free throw line. Nice little jump stop. Traffic cleared, and the ball goes out of bounds after the miss. And they're going to say it was off of one of the Stars, so that'll be a team rebound here for Lincoln Lutheran. So Lincoln Lutheran defensively, their first two possessions, couldn't ask for a whole lot more, including a steal and a layup. Dieter is across the timeline, Stars in that 2-3 zone. They'll get it at the elbow for Steinbauer. Steinbauer double-teamed. He's able to get it out. Here's a three for Onuth, and Onuth misses the three. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Shayla Connor. And Connor is on the run. She'll give it to Prasowski. Prasowski 15 feet away. Now triple team. Great pass, however, inside. And then Shayla Connor missed the shot. And that was a great pass through a triple team. Holy cow. And then also losing the ball and missing the putback. But then a foul on the rebound, or on the shot, rather. And Shayla Connor is going to go line and shoot two. And her free throw is no good. But she'll have one more shot coming up here. After the miss, she then makes the second. And the Stars lead it 29-24. 6:47 to go in the third. Allows them to put the pressure on a little bit, but Steinbauer gets the long pass. She'll dribble to the right elbow, uses it up, and the pass is deflected by Squires. And so that'll be a turnover on Lincoln Lutheran. And Squires now has it. She'll give it off your left side for Allie Prasowski. Between circles now with the basketball is going to be Anna Squires. Back inside for Maddie Squires. Maddie to Anna Squires. Out for Prasowski. Prasowski thought about the three, but didn't want to shoot over the top of Dieter. So they'll work it back around the perimeter. With it is Connor. Connor's entry pass is loose, picked up by Colling, who will just flip it out to Prasowski. She's going to fire a three. Good look, but it will not fall, and it's going to be rebounded out of there by Steinbauer. Long pass up ahead, a little quick jumper by Poppy. Poppy's shot will not fall as she missed the shot, and it's going to be rebounded by Maddie Squires. Around the perimeter we go. Kearney Catholic up by 5, 29-24. Right wing Prosowski gets it on the baseline. Dribbling with it is going to be Whitney Colling. She takes it out to the elbow, looking inside for Anna Squires, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Maddie's got it now after the swing pass. She'll fire a three, and it's going to go over the top of the glass and out of bounds. Well, the Stars had a couple of good looks at the three. They haven't hit one yet here in the second half, but the shots they've taken, they've been open, they've been in rhythm, they've looked good, they just haven't gone in. Ziegelbein will get the inbounds. She'll pass it up ahead into the hands of Shohat. Shohat gave it away momentarily, now gets it back. She'll fire a three. It's no good. Rebounded here by Steinbauer. Steinbauer will lob it on the inside. That's going to be Ziegelbein. Ziegelbein in traffic, and she's going to be fouled. And Anna Squire said, no, I went straight up. And I think she has a point, but there was just enough of a contact there that she's going to be whistled for the foul. So Ziegelbein is going to go to the free throw line. And her free throw was up and good. She's going to have one more coming up here. Teal, Studi, and Long checking in here for Kearney Catholic. Ziegelbein toes the line for her second free throw with her team trailing at 29-24. And Lincoln Lutheran makes it just a little bit closer with a made free throw. It's a three-point game with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Quickly in the offensive zone comes Kearney Catholic. They'll give it off right side for Kylie Teal. On that corner over there, Allie Prosowski had it. Prosowski gave it away, now gets it back. 2-3 zone here for Lincoln Lutheran. Entry pass inside for Long. They double-team her. She'll get it out to Prosowski, who's going to skip it top of the corner for Teal. Teal gives it off on the left wing. Whitney Colling hits a three. Boy, she pulled the trigger on that very, very quickly and drained it as the defense was coming. And she's got such a quick shot. Ball is loose, and tracking it down is going to be Kearney Catholic. So Lincoln Lutheran turns it over, coming out of the Whitney Colling. Colling is going to give it. Now Prosowski is going to fire the three. Good look. It won't fall. And it's rebounded out of there by Lincoln Lutheran. Snagging the bound is Shohat. And Shohat had it tied up. But possession arrow is pointing to Lincoln Lutheran. So we'll move the possession arrow. It now will point to the Stars. Pomeranke checks in here for Lincoln Lutheran. And I'll get it up ahead here for Ziegelbein. Ziegelbein kicks left side. There's Schuckelbeyer who hits the three-point. A long two by Brianna Schuckelbeyer for Lincoln Lutheran. So the Stars now trying to answer back. They're up by 6. They led by as many as 8. That was their largest lead of the game, was just moments ago until that made shot by Schuckelbeyer. In the lane is Long. Long drives. Good-looking shot. And again, a little bit too strong. And rebounded out of there by Pomeranke. And now we've got a foul. Reaching, trying to get to the ball by Maria Dieter. Check that with the loose ball. Colling trying to get it back. Colling is going to be whistled for the foul. She committed the foul on Dieter. They'll get it off and on the drive. Shohat now in the lane. She's going to be fouled. And we'll see who they give it to. I think it was Long. It's before the shot. Yeah, it's going to be before the shot, and that's going to be whistled on Long. It was early on the drive. That's one of those fouls that probably would have been later before the new interpretation of the rules this year. Sloppy pass, but picking it up here is going to be Shohat. Shohat, quick jumper on the baseline, no good. And coming out with the rebound is Kearney Catholic. Snagging the bound is going to be Morgan Studi. So Studi with the rebound. And now top of the circle, Kearney Catholic will give it back to Studi. Right side, here's Teal for three in the corner. It's no good. And that rebound still being fought for. Nobody's come up with it yet. It goes out of bounds, and it was last touched by Lincoln Lutheran. Ping-ponging around, they were battling for it, and Mackenzie Onuf just kind of ran out of room to try to come up with a ball. Prosowski going to come out of the game as Maddie Squires is going to check in for her with 2:57 to go in the third quarter. It's 32-28, Kearney Catholic with a four-point lead. They led by as many as eight. Long is going to be able to kick it out here for Squires, and Squires hits the three. Maddie Squires strokes in the three-pointer, and the lead back out to seven, 35-28. Kearney Catholic with the lead and now with the foul. And that's going to be on Squires as well, trying to get to a pass. And that's going to be now four fouls whistled on Kearney Catholic compared to one on Lincoln Lutheran here in the second half. At the elbow with the basketball here is Pomeranke. She gets it in the lane. Kick right back out here for Schuckelbeyer. Schuckelbeyer's shot's no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. Maddie Squires pulled down the rebound. And then they went over her back. And Shohat's going to be the one whistled for the foul. So Kearney Catholic gets the basketball. They just slowly work it up court here. They lead it 35-28, 2:17 to go. Baseline jumper by Teal is a little bit too strong, and Shohat is able to come down with the rebound. They're just kind of working it around the perimeter right now. And on the bounce is going to be Lincoln Lutheran's Oneth. Oneth kicks it out top of the key. Maria Dieter will fire the three. It's no good, and we got a held ball after the miss. Alternating possession will give Kearney Catholic the ball. And we'll move the possession arrow with the held ball. So the arrow now will point to Lincoln Lutheran. And with a minute 50 to go here in the third quarter, Stars lead at 35-28. They get it out to Squires, who kicks it inside for Anna Squires. Anna has the ball taken away, so Lincoln Lutheran will come up with the loose ball. So they make the steal, and Dieter will kick it up ahead here for Pomeranke. She's got top of the key, kicks it right side. Long jumper here by Shohat. Shohat with the miss, rebounded by Pomeranke, and Squires is going to be able to knock it out of bounds. So nice job there by Pomeranke in terms of keeping that one alive. And almost coming up with that loose ball was Squires, but she couldn't quite come up with it. So Lincoln Lutheran has it. Pass into the corner. There's Shohat. She'll fire a long jumper. It's no good. Squires had it, and then stealing it away from her is Dieter. So Dieter will pull down the rebound, and we've got a whistle after the miss. And that's going to go out of bounds. And Kearney Catholic will drop back on defense because on the baseline, underneath their own basket, inbounding it here is going to be Lincoln Lutheran. With the ball, a little ball fake there by Sane, and Sane with an extra step. Good pressure put on by Maddie Squires as well as Jordan Streit to force the Lincoln Lutheran turnover. I'll tell you what, she was having trouble finding oxygen with the coverage that Stride and Squires had. Now Stride in the corner. She gets the long pass. We'll fire the three. It's no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. And that's going to be a push on Kearney Catholic's Morgan Studi. Fifty-five seconds to go here, third quarter, 35-28. On the dribble is Maria Dieter. Dieter being picked up defensively by Stride. Pass up ahead. On the run now is Shohat. Shohat long pass up ahead to Pomeranke. And then a miss on the quick little jumper. The ball goes out of bounds. And I think they're going to say that Lincoln Lutheran had a push. They haven't issued a foul here. They're just going to say it's out of bounds. No, there is a foul. I think that's on Pomeranke. Actually, they're going to give it to Sane, 35 and not 45. They were both in there. Oneth is going to check in. Somebody's got to come out. And Tara Ziegelbein is the one that will head over and talk to head coach Rick Olson for Lincoln Lutheran. 35-28. Stars nearing their largest lead of the game. They led by eight here in the third quarter. Maddie Squires has it between the circles. It's to Streit on the baseline. The little pass for Shayla Connor. Gives it back to Connor. Connor, long jumper, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Dieter. Dieter on the drive. Dieter off glass. Shot will not fall. And we've got a held ball in the possession arrow pointing to Kearney Catholic with 11.7 to go. So Dieter pulled down the rebound and went the length of the court. And good hustle by Squires to shut her off. Now Maddie Squires will kick it up ahead. With it on the right side is going to be Connor. And Connor drains the three-pointer. She drains the three, and they don't even get a chance to inbound it. By the time Lincoln Lutheran tracked down the ball that was rolling around back there, they didn't even get the ball inbounded. So that three-pointer by Shayla Connor will give Kearney Catholic a 10-point lead heading into the fourth quarter. It's 38-28 Stars, and it'll be Lincoln Lutheran ball to start the fourth quarter. We come back right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic. Kearney Catholic with a 38-28 lead over Lincoln Lutheran. And unofficially, after three quarters, Lincoln Lutheran 12 of 36 from the field. Kearney Catholic 11 of 35 from the field. But they're 8 of 21 from behind the arc. And that's one reason why the Stars lead it by 10. It is Lincoln Lutheran ball to start things off here in the fourth quarter. And the ball knocked loose. Great defensive play there by Shayla Connor. Connor knocked it off the leg of Mackenzie Oneth and out of bounds. So it starts with a turnover as the Stars have their largest lead of the game. They led by 8 momentarily, and then that three-pointer by Shayla Connor at the end of the third quarter gives Kearney Catholic a 10-point lead. Same spot. Here's Connor again for 3. That one's no good. Saved by a hustling Whitney Colling, but into the hands of Lincoln Lutheran. So Lincoln Lutheran is able to pull down the rebound. And loose ball right underneath is Tara Ziegelbein. She's going to kick it out. And a three-pointer up and good for Shohat. So they kept it alive, was able to find it out to Shohat, and Shohat cuts that lead back down to 7. Colling's got it on the left wing. She'll give it between the circles now to Prasoski. Lincoln Lutheran going 2-3 zone. They've done that almost exclusively. Both these two teams, just about every possession, has been a 2-3 zone for both teams. And Anna Squires has the ball tied up. Alternating possession will give the basketball. Should be Kearney Catholic. Yeah, it is. And so the Stars have a chance to inbound it underneath their own basket. They lead it 38-31. Inbounded for Squires. She'll fire a 3. Missed it, but the rebound by Shundoff as Shundoff hits the putback. So here comes Lincoln Lutheran very quickly in the offensive zone. On the run here is Dieter. Dieter from the three-throw line. Shot is no good. Rebounded by Long. So Long is able to pull down that defensive rebound after the Lincoln Lutheran miss. Top of the key, here's Prasoski for 3. Off the mark as well. And again, another Lincoln Lutheran rebound. That one by Dieter. So Dieter pulls down the rebound. And they'll work it back around. Here's a three-pointer for Lincoln Lutheran. No good for Oneth. Offensive rebound, and we got a foul. Offensive rebound in underneath. And now to the free throw line is going to be Tara Ziegelbein. So Ziegelbein will have a couple of free throws here. She was going right back up with it, and she missed the first one. Score remains 40-31. So one more free throw coming up here. And it is up and good. 40-38-2. An 8-point lead for Kearney Catholic. 6 minutes to go in the ball game. On the right side, here's a 3-pointer up. No good for Teal. And that long rebound is going to be taken out of there by Dieter. So Dieter pulls down the rebound and the pass up ahead. And we've got a foul on Kearney Catholic. Long pass up ahead here to Onuf. And Teal whistle for the foul. And Onuf will shoot the front end of the 1-1 as that's now 7 fouls on Kearney Catholic. And Onuf hits the front end. So 40-33, 5:49 to go here. Don't forget Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic boys championship game coming up in a little bit. Second free throw is off the mark, and we got a foul on the rebound. Kearney Catholic came up with it. And Steinbauer trying to get to the basketball committed the foul. Off of the miss. So Stars up by 7. Prasowski's going to give it left side for Maddie Squire. Squire's facing a little bit of pressure get by Dieter and is able to kick it out here for Whitney Colling. Back to Prasowski. He gives it between the circles here for Squires. Good ball movement by the Stars. Teal's got it on the baseline. Bounce pass on the inside. Knocked loose. And Kearney Catholic turns it over. Lincoln Lutheran is on the run. With it is Onuf. Onuf falling down. Puts up a wild shot. It goes out of bounds. And it was last touched by Lincoln Lutheran. She just kind of slipped there and figured instead turning it over, at least I'll try to get it off glass. And Lincoln Lutheran pursuing down court, trying to pull down the offensive rebound, just couldn't reel it in. So Prasowski here has it with a 7-point lead, and she'll give it between the circles for Maddie Squires. Off of the screen, Teal's got it. Prasowski well behind the 3-point arc. We'll give it right back out here for Whitney Colling. Colling's going to take it to the 3-point arc, gets it for Teal. Teal has her shot blocked, and it's going to be pulled out of there by Lincoln Lutheran. Snagging the bound with Steinbauer. As Steinbauer pulls down the bound, and she'll find a cutter, a little ball fake, 15-foot jumper up, hanging on the rim, and it is good for Dieter. So Dieter hits a 15-footer in transition, and it's a 5-point ball game. 40-35, 4.5 to go, and Kearney Catholic is going to call their first timeout of the day. They lead it by 5, but they could use a bucket here with 4:28 to go. It's 40-35. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll take a quick break. We're back right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. So Kearney Catholic right now, that's their first timeout. So they still have 4 timeouts to go, 3 timeouts left here for Lincoln Lutheran. They had to use those early on in the game and haven't used one since the first quarter. And so with about 4.5 minutes to go here, Kearney Catholic has committed 7 fouls, so already Lincoln Lutheran is in the bonus. Lincoln Lutheran has committed only 4, so they've got some fouls to give here. And so they can be very aggressive defensively. And we had somebody running on the court here for Lincoln Lutheran without checking into the game. That's Ramey Marquette, and she can't come into the game just yet. So she's still waiting to come in. Whitney Colling will get the inbounds. And she'll get the ball out here for Allie Prasowski. Prasowski, top of the key, gives it left side for Teal. And a lot of motion here for Kearney Catholic, as right now, Lincoln Lutheran is playing man-to-man. Prasowski gives it top of the circle for Squires. Squires will drive, puts up the shot, and she is fouled. Nice job by Squires getting that contact. Mackenzie Onuf is going to be whistled for the foul. And so a couple of free throws here coming up for the sophomore, Mackenzie Squires. Maddie Squires. Sorry. So Squires will shoot two here. And the first one bounces around and no good. In for Kearney Catholic, going to be Connor and Morgan Studi. And now for Lincoln Lutheran, Marquette will come into the game. Squire's second free throw on the way. Back the iron and no good. Coming out with the rebound is going to be Dieter. Dieter's pass is deflected, but picking it up is Marquette. Marquette will fire a long three. It is no good, but the rebound taken out of there by Lincoln Lutheran. Pass is tipped. Steinbauer's got it. Steinbauer looking for a cutter, and it goes off the hands of Onuth and out of bounds. So turnovers, I've got 11 now, unofficially, against Lincoln Lutheran compared to only 8 for Kearney Catholic. That's a pretty good job of protecting the ball here with 3.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 40-35. Stars with a 5-point lead and the basketball. Connor's got it between the circles on the offensive zone. And again, the Stars going to be very patient offensively. This time, Lincoln Lutheran not attacking as much. They've actually drifted back into a 2-3 zone. After the timeout, they went man-to-man, but now it's that zone, and that plays into Kearney Catholic's hands. They're going to be patient. They're going to back up, and they're just going to start dribbling. So now here comes the instructions from Rich Olson for Lincoln Lutheran, and we'll see whether or not he brings him out of the zone. He does. They go man-to-man, and they force the turnover. Stars turn the ball over, and across the timeline and in trouble is Dieter. Dieter has it tied up. It is possession of Lincoln Lutheran, so that's not a turnover, but that was a nice job by both Colling and Connor to tie up the basketball there. They dribbled into the corner, did Dieter, and she got herself in trouble. They inbounded to Dieter, and she'll get the basketball back out here for Ziegelbein. Ziegelbein skips it. Baseline drive here by Onuth. She is shut off. Now a little step through. Shot missed. Offensive rebound, and we've got a foul. That's going to be a foul whistled on Anna Squires. And Ziegelbein will go to line and shoot two. Her first one is good. So Ziegelbein makes the first to make it a 4-point ball game. And her second is on the way, and it is also good. So one possession game with 2:41 to go here. It's 40-37. And Kearney Catholic needs a bucket. They've been stuck on 40 for quite some time here. With the dribble here is Whitney Colling. Check that, Morgan Studi. Studi gave it away. Now they get it off for Anna Squires. And Squires, we give it to Long, top of the key. Right wing back out here for Morgan Studi. Studi facing that 2-3. Well, now they're coming out man-to-man. No, they're still zoning it a little bit. But they're playing a little bit much tighter here. They'll get it off on the right side here for Studi. Long's got it top of the key. She's not going to fire a three from out there. She'll give it to Anna Squires. And Anna Squires on the drive is hand-checked, and that's going to be a foul on Paige Steinbauer. And that is their last foul that they get to give here. Because that's now 6. So we'll be shooting free throws both these two teams from this point on. Kearney Catholic in the offensive zone. They're just working the ball around. Long's got it, top of the key. We'll give it out left side here for Whitney Colling. Colling on the dribble gives it to Prasoski. Minute 45 to go. 40-37. Prasoski from 15 feet away kicks it out to Long over on that left side. And with the dribble now is going to be Anna Squires. Back to Long, top of the key. Long is going to kick it left side here for Whitney Colling. Colling working against Dieter. Dieter trying to make the steal. Thought maybe she'd commit a foul, but nothing called there. Allie Prasoski's got it. Probably a good no call, by the way. Prasoski on the dribble. Over for Long. Minute 16. Kearney Catholic needs to get a point here, and we'll see if they can do it from the free throw line because One of those fouls that's really intentional, but you don't call it intentional because it wasn't flagrant, is Tara Ziegelbein with the reach, and that's going to send Long to the free throw line. So Long will go to the line. And again, if you're a coach and you need to send somebody to the line, not really knowing a whole lot about the other team, a freshman post player is probably who you go after. And she makes the front end, does Caitlin Long. So it'll be a two-possession game here with a minute 13 to go. It's 41-37. Long's second free throw is on the way, and it rolls around, no good. Coming out there with it is Dieter. Dieter snags the rebound, and she'll kick the ball up ahead here to Onuth, and we've got a timeout to Lincoln Lutheran. 41-37. Long hits the free throw to make it a four-point game with a minute four to go. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll take it as the Stars lead at 40-37. A little bit over a minute left to go in the game. We're back after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Grand Island Central Catholic High School. 41-37, Stars with a four-point lead over Lincoln Lutheran in girls basketball. And we'll see whether or not defensively they can make what would be a big stop here. Lincoln Lutheran needs some points here to make this into a one-possession game. And again, that was a big free throw by Caitlin Long. She hit the front end of the 1-1. And so we'll see what Lincoln Lutheran has drawn up. They'll get the ball into the hands of Maria Dieter. Dieter got it, gave it away, now gets it back. She'll kick it off on the right side here to Onuth. In the left corner, here's a three-pointer by Shohat, and Shohat hits the three. Leah Shohat with a huge three-pointer to make it, well, they're going to call it a two. The officials get together, and it's going to be a two. Kearney Catholic calls a timeout. She had her toe on the line. That's big here, because with less than a minute to go, it's the two-point ball game. 41-39, timeout Kearney Catholic, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll take it with them. We're back in 30 seconds.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
And five, touchdown.
Kearney Catholic will inbound it, and immediately Lincoln Lutheran is going to commit the foul. So Whitney Calling is going to head to the free throw line. And if you're Kearney Catholic, that's not a bad choice for you. To go to the line for the front end of the 1-1. Calling with 12 points in the game. She's the leading scorer here for Kearney Catholic. And Ziegelbein with 16 is the leading point getter for Lincoln Lutheran. Free throw is no good for Calling. And coming out with it is Lincoln Lutheran. Two-point ball game, 36 seconds to go. From the elbow, with it here is going to be Steinbauer. Steinbauer puts up the shot, no good. Long fighting for the rebound, comes up with it here for Kearney Catholic. She gives it to Calling, and Calling is then fouled immediately. Well, they got their leading scorer with a look at the basket for Lincoln Lutheran, and then a big rebound by Long. That is a big rebound. And again, Kearney Catholic is going to send one of their better free throw shooters to the line. And that's going to be Whitney Calling. She'll have that 1-1 here with 27.4 to go. 41-39. The free throw. Back too strong. Fighting for the rebound and getting it is going to be Anna Squires. And Squires is then mugged. Probably not enough to make that into an intentional foul. But We're getting kind of close to the line there. Nice job there by Squires to pull down that defensive rebound, and now she'll go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. Now check it. That's going to be two shots. That's now their 10th team foul. So two free throws coming up here for Squires. And for Ziegelbein, that was her fifth foul. So she's out of the ball game. The free throw, no good here for Anna Squires. This one's a big one because it'd make it a three-point ball game with 23.8 to go. Second one's up and good. So three-point lead here and a timeout for Lincoln Lutheran just as they get it at midcourt. 20.6 to go here. Stars lead at 42-39. Timeout Lincoln Lutheran. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. And the Warriors will have the ball to inbound down by three when we come back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, Kearney Catholic, 10 of 19 from the free throw line. They were much better than that in the first half. So their shooting percentage from the line has gone down dramatically since halftime. And that's one reason why this game is still obtainable for Lincoln Lutheran. They are down by three in the final one-half minute of the ball game here. And we'll see what they can put out there. To inbound the basketball game for Lincoln Lutheran is going to be Steinbauer. I guess that was just her fourth foul. She's just got a quick little breather, and she'll get the ball back to Maria Dieter. And I wonder if they're going to look for Schohot. Schohot's in the corner. They get it to Steinbauer. Steinbauer's inside of the arc. Streit knocked the ball loose. It's on the ground. It's going to be a held ball, or did they get a timeout? Nope, they got a timeout. Just before it got tied up, Lincoln Lutheran alertly, with 8.1 to go here, gets the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're going to keep it right here and give you a quick little game reset. That is the final timeout for Lincoln Lutheran. So if they have trouble inbounding it, they will not be able to do anything about it in terms of trying to get some help with a timeout here. They trail it 42-39, but they've got time to work a shot here. It's not like it's only going to be an inbounds play that they can set up. They've got some time to get off a good shot here with a little bit over 8 seconds to go. And for them, real quick, we'll look at some shots here. Schohot is the only one that's hit a couple of the three-pointers. She's the only one with a three-pointer here in the game. 8.1 to go. On the baseline to inbound it is going to be Dieter. And Dieter looking to inbound it. And it's knocked away. It's stolen away by Maddie Squires. Squires comes up with it, gives it to Long. They come and collapse on Long. She's going to be fouled with 3.3 to go. What a great defensive play for sophomore Maddie Squires. That was a huge steal. So a sophomore makes the steal. And now Caitlin Long, with two free throws here, will have the opportunity to ice the game. Because with 3.3 to go, one made free throw will do it. Long's free throw is on the way, back of the iron, and no good. So Long's second free throw, 42-39. This can seal it. It is on the way. It looks good, and it is good. Stars are going to win it. They get the ball to Schohot. Schohot gives it back out here for Dieter. She shoots from half court. It's off the mark. And your final score, Kearney Catholic survives 43-39 over Lincoln Lutheran. That steal at the end by Squires and then the free throw by Long seals the deal as Kearney Catholic wins this one 43-39. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report coming up right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Central Catholic. Kearney Catholic with a 43-39 win over Lincoln Lutheran here in girls basketball to win the Grand Island Central Catholic early season basketball tournament. You are listening to the MISCO Sports Postgame Report. MISCO Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at MISCO's. MISCO's will be better equipped for all the games you play. Well, real quick, let's go through the statistics that we have for you. We'll begin, first of all, for Lincoln Lutheran, who is now 2-1 on the season. And they were led today by Tara Ziegelbein. She finished with 16 points on the night. Leah Schohat with 10. Maria Dieter, 6. Mackenzie Ona, 3. Brianna Schuckelbeyer with 2. Paige Steinbauer with 2 as well. As a team, they shot right at 32.6% from the field in the game. And they were 2 of 10 from behind the arc. Free throw wise, 7 of 9 for about 78% here for Lincoln Lutheran. And the rebounding statistics, I had Dieter with 9 rebounds and Tara Ziegelbein with 8, 5 for Paige Steinbauer for Lincoln Lutheran. Now for the Kearney Catholic Stars, who remain perfect on the season, they are now 3-0. With the win today, Whitney Calling led the way with 12 points. Very balanced scoring here for Kearney Catholic. Again, Calling with 12. Allie Prasoski with 6. Maddie Squires with 5. Shayla Connor finished with 4. Kaylee Shundoff, 4. Morgan Studi, 3. Kylie Teal with 3. Anna Squires with 3. Courtney Long with 2. And Jordan Streit finished with 1 point on the night. So 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 different players scoring today for Kearney Catholic. They're shooting from the field, not outstanding by any stretch. They shot 29.3% unofficially from the field. Their free throw shooting percentage, they were 11 of 21. That's about 52% from the free throw line. And from behind the arc, they shot 8 of 26 for 30.8% in the ball game. Rebounding wise, and again, these are very unofficial. I have them with 19 team rebounds, 3 each for Connor, Studi, and Long for Kearney Catholic. Maddie Squires with a couple of rebounds, and that steal at the end of the game, probably one of the more noteworthy plays of the game when she made the steal with less than 8 seconds to go. Final opportunity for Lincoln Lutheran. The steal by Squires. She was able to get the ball to Long. Long then was fouled. Hit 1 of 2 free throws, and that gave Kearney Catholic a 4-point lead and no opportunity really for Lincoln Lutheran to answer back. So the Stars win this one 43-39 in girls basketball, and we'll talk with head coach Rick Squires at halftime of our boys game. They're sweeping the floor. They haven't quite started the 20-minute clock yet for the warm-ups for Grand Island Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic on the boys' side of the Grand Island Central Catholic early season basketball tournament. So we'll send it back to the studio for about 15 minutes or so, and we'll be back for the pregame between Kearney Catholic and Central Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic, here at the GICC early season basketball tournament. We'll have the boys' game for you in about 15 minutes right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Don't forget, later this afternoon around 4:30, 5 o'clock or so, is when we're planning on having coverage of the Kearney High Wrestling Invitational. Doug Duda will have the finals for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Once again, our final in girls basketball, Kearney Catholic 43, Lincoln Lutheran 39. I'm Randy Bushkar. Thanks for joining us. For engineer Stacy Johns back in the studio, thanks for joining us. We'll see you in about 15 minutes right here from Grand Island Central Catholic.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love...